This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Did you just see me deck myself?
It happens. Yeah. The headphones, they slip out of your hand and bash you in the face. It happens a couple times.
At least the camera's down, right?
Is the camera down? Camera's down.
All right.
I think we're Facebook Living, though.
Yeah, oh, we're Facebook Living right now, but the looking glass is still down. They can't get the connection from New York.
Huh. Oh, my God. Why can't I go there?
Susan.
From New York.
You get over there and you break stuff?
I know.
What is?
So how are you?
Good. So this is stupid, but I'll just tell it to you before we get into your... I know you got your greenhouse, and I can't...
There's nothing to say about
that. Oh, yeah, there
is.
Don't
worry.
Oh, yes, there is.
Okay, go ahead.
So when we got this house we're living in now...
Yes.
We moved, I don't know, sometime last year.
Yeah.
When the deal was finally done, and you know what that's like.
Yes.
You're going... We were in the middle of selling two things and getting one.
Right.
And there's paperwork.
Oh.
And actually...
Stacks of it.
Yeah, and the missus, like, she actually can read that stuff, and does. So she's... a contract reader.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow novels put her to sleep, but she can read entire contracts. I don't get it.
Well, it's weird what people find interesting.
Yeah, I guess. So anyway, we get through all that, and you've done the bank stuff.
Yeah, all the bank stuff.
And the
great.
Movers are ready.
Oh.
And then I get the keys handed to me.
Yeah.
To this house that costs way more than I ever expected in my whole life to spend on a house.
Right.
It's. I don't think any house is worth that.
I totally agree with you, but that's what you pay to live here.
Right. So anyway, and I get the keys handed to me, and they're like cartoon keys to some kid's lunchbox. Like they're. Have you ever? What kind of key do you have to your house? Oh yeah, I'm on you. Yeah, a normal brass key that anybody would expect to get when they've spent that kind of money on a home.
It's a regular key.
Any money on a home.
Regular lock.
They're like cartoon keys. One was flower print.
Oh, they actually had made these keys at a shop and chose painted.
I guess so. They're super light.
Oh.
So they don't even feel like actual...
aluminum... kind of.
I don't know, but I was handed these three keys and I didn't think anything of it at the time other than that's ridiculous. That's
right.
So stupid. These are the keys? Anyway, so somehow the Mrs. Dad ended up with the only actual master key and we all got these joke keys. I've been walking around with this joke key for I don't know how long, but I finally at Easter cornered him and said, "Give me the key to the house, punk." So I got it and went and got keys made yesterday, and it was nice
keys.
To real keys like the one you have there. And I took the joke key. Actually, I handed the joke key back to her dad and said, "Here's your key. You get the joke key." Yeah.
You didn't change the locks when you bought your new house?
No, not yet. No, I mean it's on the list somewhere between.
I'd like to change the locks at houses because I never know who had keys to the old house.
I just told you the other day I didn't even know my kid had a lock on the door to her room. We're still finding. We're still getting to know
still
this
a new house.
Yeah,
right.
we don't really know.
You had it at Christmas. The tree was up, so you 5 months.
Yeah, I think we moved in October.
Oh. So even longer. Huh.
Well,
that's funny.
You know, and it was that rush.
Yes.
Thank God for the people. Vic at Carpeteria.
Carpeteria.
And
Carpeteria.
Carlisle. Oh, that's probably not the name. The painter guy. He did a great job. But yeah, that was hairball.
Yeah.
Getting all that together. And then, 6 months later, I get the keys. And actually, now that you say what you just said, unfortunately on the air, I realize I probably should have just gotten those keys or those locks changed. And they probably expected me to do the same. So they probably didn't care that they handed me what appeared to be a children's key to the dollhouse.
So you went and got new keys. I love going to the hardware store and getting the new keys. Is that where you went?
I went to an actual key place.
Oh.
Yeah.
While you were there, you should have said, "Hey, key guys, Come rekey my house.
Is that who?
Yeah, you go to the locksmith.
Maybe I'll just do that.
Yeah, just call them. They'll come out and rekey it. And of course, they won't keep a copy for themselves that they'll be distributing to their robber friends.
Why'd you just say that? Is that what they do?
That's always in my head. The guy who comes out to rekey all your locks.
You agree with that?
Well, it's in the back of your head.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's the same as, like, thinking about, you know, your credit card being scammed as you enter into
some
website.
Yep, every single time. Yep. You know? Or you run it through anywhere. I'm like, oh, I hope that's not a mistake.
That's all. It's just a weird thought in my head.
Well, listen, there's no safety in this world,
Vinny. Why bother locking the door anymore, right?
Just leave it open. Don't bother.
Great. That's super. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Well, maybe I just wasted time yesterday and I should have just had the... I don't know.
No, you're fine.
I never know what to
please.
Do. But I couldn't look at my keychain anymore. Yeah. I'm just like, this house has taken too much of my take-home pay monthly.
You know, you might actually find that you miss the flower key.
I don't.
Because it's going to be on a ring of keys. You're going to have to, which one is it now?
No, I got two keys.
Well, me too, two keys.
What do you mean a ring of keys?
I don't know.
I'm not that person.
I suppose people don't have car keys anymore. And there's
I delete texts after I read them.
No, you're weird.
I don't keep keys.
You're such a strange person.
If I don't know what it's to, it goes. I don't carry that around.
Oh my God. I swear to God, I have a drawer of keys. I can't throw keys away.
Throw them away.
I can't.
What have you tried to get into with any of those in the last...
It doesn't matter. Something might be locked somewhere, and then I'm going to have my drawer of keys that I can... It doesn't matter. I can't do it.
No,
I don't know what it is, and so that's why I won't throw it away,
it's
because
funny.
That'll be the one key that I need.
When I cornered Party on Easter...
That's your father-in-law.
Yeah, I said, hey, I need to get the key that you have to the house. It's the only actual key we were given. And he goes, I don't have a key to this place. And I go, like hell... You check your keychain. He goes, well, the only one it could be is this one. Of course, it was that one. But, you know, people don't even know what's on their keychain.
Right.
They're walking around carrying crap.
It's so true.
Dude, what are you carrying that for if you don't know?
Well, girls like to have at least a couple keys on there because you need to have them poking out through your knuckles when you walk through a parking lot.
Right.
But boys don't know about that.
We've never heard that one. Neither have criminals. They don't know.
Yeah.
To look out for that key that might... Ow!
Listen, rake it across your face and then stick my thumbs in your eyeballs while I'm screaming no.
I'm all for my lungs. Self-defense. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I have my Leatherman on there.
Oh, what's the tool?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on. Let me get this out.
No, sometimes I just pull it out.
You do?
Yeah.
Man, there's so much.
You have it at the ready when you... Mm-hmm. When you're
so you have it ready when you walk out there? There's so much action on
Not
the street
every day,
right now.
But if I notice some... thing going on.
So if someone touched you, would you just like immediately go at them with it?
That's a scary thought. I hate to think about that. I did notice this happened about a year ago that someone was walking. He finally figured out who he was. He works over at the TV station Kron. And he scared
the
me.
The old guy with the ponytail and the hat?
No. This is like a writer.
Oh, all right.
Dude.
So
and
across,
he, like,
right
he
across
was,
the street?
Yeah, he just came up close to my car. And I like completely lost my voice immediately.
What?
Yeah, I was just like,
oh, Yuzi.
And I couldn't, like, it's my worst nightmare that I have that I'm in trouble and I can't scream.
And then it happened.
It's happened
to you?
Twice in my life that I've been so scared that I couldn't even.
What was the other time when you got robbed that time?
Another time where I was coming, I was working at a station in Sacramento. And I got off at midnight, so I had to drive to Vallejo to my friend's house. I was staying at her house. And it's not the greatest neighborhood, and there's all these steps up. And these two guys come up behind me. And it's, you know, by this time, it's like 1 in the morning, 1:30. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm already scared. I already can't see. Have a flashlight. But these guys came up behind me and asked me if I knew the time. And so at first, I couldn't even get anything out. I was so scared.
Oh, my God.
And then all I could do was turn around and yell at them like I was crazy.
Oh, then your voice
did
come back.
Yeah, my voice came back. Yeah. Because I just had to, I don't know what time it is. What do you think? I was just like yelling at them.
Yeah. We have clearly
well, that's
because if
Mexican.
They thought I was crazy, right. They would leave me alone.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, but you know, that was my only tactic I had at the moment.
That was good. That worked. Good for
you. I can't get my Leatherman out. I'm just going to scream. God damn it, get away from me.
Oh my God.
Those things are a pain to actually.
Yeah, they can be a pain. But hey, I let Bryn use it the other day when Hooman's mic fell apart.
I fixed Hooman's mic with it.
Oh, the Leatherman.
You can be the real, what is that? What do we call that? The wrong bleeping Mexican?
Mexican, yeah. But, and still get beat.
No. I mean, I think there's times when you come off so hard and other times when I'm shocked at how fragile you seem.
Like, you're like a fragile bun.
Like at the grocery store. I gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah. You're like an ass kicker, but for some reason, carts get around you and you...
they locked me in, Vinny. Five cars locked me in. Carts.
At the Lucky.
No, it was at the Home Goods store.
Oh, that place is crowded.
You been to the Home Goods store?
I don't know.
The aisles are this small. The carts are really
tiny.
And
people have, like, gone through them, too. Like, sometimes you go into certain aisles and everything's all pulled out. I like that store.
Everything,
but...
the goods are closing in on me, and so the are the people. Are,
yep.
Get my cart and shuffle.
And it's crowded.
Get out of my way.
These sales sweaters are driving me crazy. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it's hard, you know. Having vision problems is... It's no joke, and then to get that feeling of like, oh God, I'm trapped. Yeah. Like the trapped thing is awful. You can see why people flip out.
Well, everybody's got their. I have a story about that sort of made me think of what are we afraid of? Like, what are you afraid of?
So many things.
Really?
I feel like I am. You know.
You have a list of things you're afraid of.
I don't know, like
as you've gotten older, or just all along your life.
I have some dumb little fears. Like, I know, you know, you referenced it yesterday. I don't want my foot hanging off the bed, or I'm just sure there's something under the bed. But I have I have fears of, like, you know, as I watch people in my family get older and you know, and other people's families and what they deal with when their parents are aging and their grandparents and stuff. So I have, like, all these fears about things that might happen to me. But then just regular fears, like, I'm out at night and I have those keys stuck between and I'm on red alert and I know what I'm going to do if I get attacked and... Mm-hmm. You know, but like, am I afraid of spiders? No. Snakes? Welcome to the garden. Please kill the effing moles that live here.
Well, the story was about something that, and I'll tell you the story in the news, but it was about someone who shook a ladder. And I, one, so I have a
shook
couple,
a ladder that somebody was up
yeah.
on? Oh, my
so,
God.
I know. So there it is. Like, I honestly, I'm afraid of like probably two things, really. I mean, obviously, I don't want to be shot or, I mean,
sure.
That's
right. There's so many things to be afraid
of. But in real life, the things that I'm probably afraid of, sharks, because I am in the ocean, I'm among them, and when crap touches my foot, I flinch like a baby.
And yet, there you are. If you had a deadly fear of sharks, you probably wouldn't serve.
Right, right. But the other thing is...
It's a healthy fear.
Probably heights.
Yeah,
and
heights
so
are tough.
Heights are the thing that, you know, I'll go up a ladder. Mm-hmm. I'll look over the edge of something high. But I swear, you know, when you're, and boys do this. This is like, and I watch young dudes do this all the time to each other. It's so funny how boys are always touching each other and always punching each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, you know, you get close to something and you're sort of like inching up on it. And there's Jason Sisko. You know.
Right. Right, you just want to turn around
swing
and punch
back
him.
At him
sure.
like you're going to punch him in
like,
the face.
Because
really, that's your fear. You're like,
I don't want to fall off this edge.
You got to touch me right now? And like you get on the edge of something and someone's got it. That's the thing. And I even watch some of those stunt people on YouTube where they're doing like the guys on the Golden Gate Bridge. Remember
yes.
they were?
Yeah.
Oh my
God.
And my hands will get sweaty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That, I get that pee-pee feeling. It's like, oh.
Yeah, that's the, and there's one that's on going around now. This dude is just, he does somersaults down this sloped skyscraper and he's sliding down it and he's losing control as he's, and yet he somehow finds a way to stop himself right before the edge.
Oh my God.
And then the camera backs up and he is 60 stories up. And so that gets me. But I don't ever, and obviously I'm a boy, so I don't, there's a lot less concerns that I would have walking, say,
being
right
attacked.
Out there. Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, I just don't think of it.
But somebody shook a ladder.
And that's I thought, and it reminded me of that feeling, like, I would climb down and start, I'm up there!
Yeah.
God!
I know.
So I don't know if the fear would be the same in the Home Goods as the sweaters are closing in, but that's sort of one of the things that would trigger me to be furious, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel for you, you know, and I think it's compounded by the vision issue, you know, because
I
can look around and see what's happening and you know, but usually just feels boxed in.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's mostly brought on by that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Oh, we could be right on time.
Oh, my God.
I know. Okay. I just looked up. I'm like, it's only 1 minute past six.
What is happening?
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Tuesday. We're going to get her done today. Scott Capurro is coming in at about 7.
All right.
Fair warning.
8.
Oh, at 8. I'm sorry, at 8. Oops is right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.